In this sequence, we wanted the player to end the encounter by killing the Strider in a dramatic boss fight using a weapon found in the environment. This meant that we had to introduce a new weapon which was more powerful than the player's equipped weapons and which had to remain in the environment after the fight. A mounted gun on an abandoned Combine vehicle made the most sense, and after some initial tests with a downed Combine helicopter repurposed from Half-Life 2, we settled on the armored personnel carrier, since one had already been built for use in another section of the game. Since the gun mechanism itself would be seen for the first time while under pressure from the Strider, it had to have an aiming and firing mechanism that the player would understand immediately. We prototyped a variety of designs, from a machine gun that auto-fired as soon as the player grabbed the handle, to a gun that fired a sticky bomb that had to be detonated by the player after it had hit its target. The auto-firing machine gun was too simple to use and lacked dramatic effect, and the extra interaction required to detonate the sticky bomb was too much to teach the player while under duress. We settled on a design that requires one hand to aim and another to both reload and fire. Requiring the player to push the firing mechanism all the way forward to reload was necessary to prevent the player from firing too rapidly. The gun's shell reloading animation is directly driven by the player's motion and communicates to the player that they must move their hand all the way forward to reload before being able to pull it back to fire,